Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
You know, decent-looking moral people have less of a need for the message of the gospel as those who might be in somewhat of a despairing context, that, you know, the gospel is for the lost, is our perception. But the truth is the gospel is also for the saved, the regenerate, and the regenerate need to hear it preached. And Joe, I'm afraid that what we hear often when we go to church, and I'm a preacher, so I'm guilty of this, is a very healthy dose of the various steps and principles and things which are kind of secondarily extracted from the Bible that we apply to our life to set us on that plane of personal happiness. But what we end up with at the end of the day is something for us to do to complete this journey, but what we are missing is what God did. I mean, I think personally, regularly at many of our church services, that's the whole that's kind of there, kind of ever present, the space that's missing, and it's a cross shaped void and vacancy. I mean, I would challenge the listener just to think back this past Sunday and to ask the question, was the majority of what they heard first person, or was the majority of what they heard third person? I mean, which one of those predominated the service and the message and the theme? Was it a celebration of what God did? And obviously, we participate in our sanctification. We participate in our change. But I think in general, this message of self-improvement has so overtaken the message within the church that you rarely hear this amazing message, which constantly applies to the redeemed of what God has done and what God has accomplished. And I think suburbianity and Christianity are opposed at this fundamental level, because the message of Christianity is not God gets you in and you take it from there. The message of Christianity is that Christ has done it all and completed everything we could not complete. You know, it's his work. It wasn't a death for the purpose of self-improvement. It was a death for the purpose of rescue, for redemption from a captivity, from new birth.